The readings of this Sunday, the first Sunday in ordinary time after the Epiphany in this rite of St. Paul the Sixth, seem to have a certain emphasis that is a good emphasis. It's an emphasis that was followed by all the saints without exception. It must be followed by us if we are to follow the saints into the kingdom of heaven. First of all, we see from the book of the prophet St. Isaiah that we must be just and that we need to share what we have with the poor and the hungry, to shelter the oppressed, clothe the naked, and not turn your back on them. And I've seen that happen many times, especially in my years in Rome, where there are so many poor, and in others that are not poor, that are just charlatans, that are asking for money all the time. And then they, at the end of the day, one of my professors followed one of them. At the end of the day, this very poor person in rags stopped, and then a limousine picked him up. He went no poor. So you have to be very careful. Of course, I don't give any money. I'll give food, but I don't give any money because I know the lust for money, the desire for money, is a great sin unto God. It's a root of all evil, the scriptures say. But for those who are authentically poor, we need to share. And sometimes they are in our own family, in our own church and parish. And if we help them, no matter what, the good God will reward us. We ask so many things of God, but we are so loath to give anything, especially when it concerns money or help. Now, the Epistle of St. Paul is not so much dealing with that subject, so we will skip it as we do oftentimes. St. Paul is a very special apostle in every way. But our Lord then turns to us in the Gospel of St. Matthew. You are the salt of the earth. I don't think I've ever called you salty before, but you're supposed to be salty. Now, if you lose your flavor, what good are you? And of course, we can think of, and of course, I've lived many years as a child and also in Rome. When it snowed, it was icy. What did they put on the streets and on the roads? Salt. Not the best salt that they would use at Alfredo's or something like that. No. The salt that was useless anymore, that lost its flavor. But it didn't lose all of its utility. And of course, that goes for you too. If you lose your flavor, God can still make use of you, though you may not particularly like it. You don't want to be trampled underfoot like this useless salt. He says it is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out on the streets and to be trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. You're supposed to be. I'm supposed to be. Pope Leo and the cardinals and the bishops and all the clergy are supposed to be. Our beloved sons, our seminarians, Father Deacon Aaron Zanka and Brother Jake Woods are supposed to be the light of the world, and indeed they are. For many, a great joy to me and to their family and to many others. Now the light is put on a candlestick, a candelabra, or more correctly, candelabrum. Candelabra means many candelabrum. In English, we mess up a lot of things. But anyway, why? Because that way it can light up the room. It could light up the house. So you are a light of the world. You're not supposed to be under a bucket. Not unless you are Mrs. Bouquet or Bucket, one of those delightful British characters who is already dead, unfortunately. He agrees. Now, when your light is up high where everybody can see it, then you will shine before others. You will shine before men, the original says, not others, men. They try to, all these new translations, they try to take away all the men from the scriptures. It's all neutral, which is nonsense. And so your light must shine before men that they may see. And they may see not only the light, which is you, but also you in the light of the light, and themselves in the light of the light, in the splendor of the light, that they may see your good deeds. And when you see others doing good deeds, the correct response to that is to be happy. Oh, how wonderful it is that so-and-so is taking care of the poor, is taking care of the sick, of the dying. Now, there are some people that when they see somebody doing something good, they become jealous and they become angry. Look at her, how she's showing off. That's not necessarily the case. Now, if it is, they get what they deserve. But not from you or me, from God, who is the true and just judge. So our response must not be anger or jealousy or insecurity. It must be joy that someone is doing something good. In the meantime, we continue to give thanks to God for all the good that there is on this world, in this universe that He created, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and of which we are the recipients in one way or another, some of us more, some of us less. But one thing I need to say, because it is my role to teach, to guide, and to lead you to sanctity, these readings are not just something, oh, isn't that wonderful? How good the Lord is that He talks about these things. And you know, every week, sometimes a little bit farther apart, with the help of one of our parishioners, I look in the poor box. Last week, there was not one dime in the poor box. And all I can think of is, what kind of people are these that they don't care about the poor? If all you have is a dime, put a dime. If you have $10 or $100, put it. Do not be selfish. Someday it may be you who needs it. And then you will say, no one put anything in the poor box. Woe is me. So listen and be generous with all the wonderful things that God has given to you. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.